Okay, what's today's grammar point, Naomi-sensei?
Adjective plus noun.
All right, and where did it come up in the conversation today between Lori and Mizuki-san?
小さい部屋ですね。
Yes, it's a small room, isn't it? Okay, so Naomi-sensei, in Japanese, there's two types of adjectives, right?
I-ending adjectives and na-ending adjectives.
That's right. They're classified by their endings, and some end with I, and some end with na. But the ones with I are pretty self-explanatory because they end with I, but the ones that have na, they don't end with na. You have to attach na to the end. Don't worry if you're confused now. We're going to go over all of this later. And there's actually a huge list of adjectives in the PDF, so it's pretty self-explanatory. Just check it out. But for now, let's start with I adjectives. What are some?
小さい.
Small. 小さい. It ends with I, the character I, right?
はい.
To describe a small room, you would just connect that with room. Therefore?
小さい 部屋.
小さい 部屋.
The word order is same as English, right?
That's right, a small room. How about, it's an old room.
古い is an adjective for old.
古い, another E adjective, meaning old.
古い部屋.
Let's move on to some na adjectives. Okay, for example.
便利.
Convenient. And you see, 便利, it doesn't have na in it. You just learn it, and you just have to know that's a na adjective. So if you want to connect it to a noun, you have to add na to the end of 便利. So, a very convenient room is
便利な部屋.
便利な部屋. You just added na in between the adjective and the noun. What's another na adjective, Naomi-sensei?
静か.
Quiet. So, a quiet room would be
静かな部屋.
It's a quiet room.
Also, 静か is a common Japanese girl's name.
That's true. Let's give some examples, Naomi-sensei.
はい.
Wow, this coffee is really good, isn't it?
おいしい is tasty. So, おいしいコーヒーですね.
Mmm, tasty coffee. I could taste the beans. I could taste the roast. Wow, this place is inconvenient, isn't it?
Inconvenient is 不便.
Okay, 不便.
And that's not ending adjective. Place is ところ. So, 不便なところですね.
That's an inconvenient place, isn't it? So we learned a couple of adjectives. Small.
小さい.
Old.
古い.
Convenient.
便利な.
Inconvenient.
不便な.
Quiet.
静かな.
And when you study this by yourself, if you're studying na adjectives, just stick the na at the end so you can get used to it. And if you want, start describing everything around you. Yeah, it works. I used to do that, you know? You get the PDF, you start looking at everything, and you describe everything. 小さい, 時計, Okidoa, you know, stuff like that. If you guys don't understand what I'm saying, just go to the PDF. There's tons of adjectives there and start describing everything.